computers now have primary control of critical vehicle functions.
Roger, 0G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around.
20 seconds to LOS Tedris.
Nice to be in orbit.
Here in Lillooet, British Columbia, this is CHLS 100.5 FM, right between your ears.
You watch those nature documentaries on the cable?
Yeah.
You see the one about lions?
Yeah.
Look at this lion. He's the king of the jungle. Huge mane out there. He's laying down under a tree in the middle of Africa. He's so big. He's so hot. He doesn't want to move. Now, the little lion cubs, they start messing with him. Biting his tail, biting his ears. He doesn't do anything. The lioness, she starts messing with him, coming over, making trouble. Still, nothing. Now, the other animals, they notice this, and they start to move in. The jackals, hyenas, they're barking at him, laughing at him. They nip his toes and eat the food that's in his domain. They do this, and they get closer and closer and bolder, till one day, that lion gets up and tears the shit out of everybody, runs like the wind, eats everything in his path. Because every once in a while, the lion has to show the jackals who he is. It's too late to be scared. It's time to kill. I'm going to the other room. You come out when you're ready. Don't beat him. Kick his ass.
Yeah, you
you try to be good. Yeah, man, you ain't impressing me. Call me young and dumb, man, you got no plans. But don't watch out, cause young, I could kick your ass. But I'm old enough to say I'm not a young enough.
Mighty fine. Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and anybody driving by with the radio on. This is Mike, your host, with today, August the 20th edition of Right Between Your Ears, coming at you live, as always, from the Rec Center down here on Main Street in beautiful downtown Lillooet. And, boy, the smoke's starting to clear a little bit. I tell you what, it's looking a little bit better than it has been. And, I'm going to count these songs up backwards here this time. So that last tune we just heard was for people that are visiting here in town. He was one of our own here from Lillooet, and that's Mr. George Leach. I believe he lives in Manitoba now, but last time I checked, he had put out already about at least three CDs, but that one CD he did with the blues, it was a real, real good, and I never heard it till I moved here, and I'm sure glad I bumped into his music. So that was a song called Young Enough, written by George Leach. And up before that was a song you don't hardly ever hear anymore, and you used to hear an awful lot, and that was a Rolling Stones song, and it was called Can't You Hear Me Knockin'. And that's a 7-minute song, and about the last 3-4 minutes of it was not planned when they recorded the song. They just, that jam at the end, I just happened to come across an article on that the other day, and that just kind of happened by accident, and the engineers just let it roll. So, but that's some classic Stones, and I'll give you a little hint, you're going to be hearing some more classic Stones today. Got kind of a attempting to be a little bit of a sassy show coming up here, because you know, summer's starting to tweak down into September coming up pretty soon, so let's give it one more shot, shall we, before it's over. Now, we started up this set with some spoken word, and what it was is called The Lion Speech, and that's from a movie from way long ago called Pool Hall Junkies, which some of you might have seen and some of you might have never even heard of. But that was Christopher Walken was the fella giving the monologue. And of course, it's just a soundbite taken from the original soundtrack of the movie Pool Hall Junkies, again called The Lion Speech. Now, before we move on with more show, I'll give you one more little hint, and by telling you what I've named the show in its entirety today, I've called it the Hold the Chicken Show. And so that's a little clue of what you're going to be hearing in just a moment when we get into the next set, which I think we'll do right now. To describe the trail makes one a storyteller. To extract meaning makes one a philosopher. To share makes one human. Bobcat Logic. Tuesdays, 9 in the morning. Wednesdays, 4 in the afternoon.
I'd like a plain omelet, no potatoes, tomatoes instead, a cup of coffee, and wheat toast.
No substitution.
What do you mean, you don't have any tomatoes?
Only what's on the menu. You can have a number 2, a plain omelet. It comes with cottage fries and rolls.
Now, I know what it comes with, but it's not what I want.
Well, I'll come back when you make up your mind.
Wait a minute. I have made up my mind. I'd like a plain omelet, no potatoes on the plate, a cup of coffee, and a side order of wheat toast.
I'm sorry, we don't have any side orders of toast. I'll give you an English muffin or a coffee roll.
What do you mean you don't make side orders of toast? You make sandwiches, don't you?
Would you like to talk to the manager?
Hey, Mac.
Shut up. You've got bread. And a toaster of some kind?
I don't make the rules.
Okay, I'll make it as easy for you as I can. I'd like an omelet, plain, and a chicken salad sandwich on wheat toast. No mayonnaise, no butter, no lettuce, and a cup of coffee.
A number two, chicken salad sand. Hold the butter, the lettuce, the mayonnaise, and a cup of coffee. Anything else?
Yeah, now all you have to do is hold the chicken, bring me the toast, give me a check for the chicken salad sandwich, and you haven't broken any rules.
You want me to hold the chicken, huh?
I want you to hold it between your knees.
You see that sign, sir? Yes, you all have to leave. I'm not taking any more of your smartness and sarcasm.
You see this sign?
Well, I told you we're going to do something a little bit different. We've never done this song before in front of anyone. And maybe we never will again. It's a bit of country music for you, hang on. This is a song we learned from Waylon Jennings.
Second home, where you tip your hat to the ladies and the Rose of San Antonio. I grew up on music that we call Western Swing. It don't matter who's in Austin, Bob Wills is still the king. In spite of all the hard times, I'd do it all again. To hear the Texas playboys that Tommy Duncan sing makes me proud to be in Texas. Bob Wills is still the king. You can hear the Grand Ole Opry from Nashville, Tennessee. It's the home of country music. On that we all agree. When you cross that old red river, boy, well, that don't mean a thing. 'Cause when you're down in Texas, Bob Wills is still the king. So when you're down in Austin, Bob Wills is still the king. Now when you're down in Texas, Bob Wills is still the king.
Thank you.
Have Mercy. That was Mr. Colin James with a song that he wrote called Man's Gotta Be a Stone. And I tell you what, when you listen to that one with earphones, you hear a whole lot of echoes of Billy Gibbons. And I sure would like to hear Billy Gibbons plug his guitar in together with Colin James and make a record. Boy, oh boy, would be a treat. Now, up before that, we had a Rolling Stone song, I bet you never did hear, and the song was written by Waylon Jennings, and the recording was a live recording of the Rolling Stones down in Texas, and trying out a song that they'd never ever played anywhere else before, and as he said, I don't think, to my knowledge, they ever played that song again anywhere ever, and the song was Bob Wills Is Still the King. And for anybody who doesn't know, Bob Wills is a man that had he was a band leader back in the day, back, say, when my grandma was young. And they had a great Western swing big band, and they toured the entire United States up one coast and down the other, and all over Texas, all over the South, and were quite well known in their day. So most purists of Texas music put Bob Wills right there on the top of treasures, you know, state treasures, I guess you'd call it. And the set started out with some spoken word again. This was from the movie Five Easy Pieces and the original soundtrack. And that was Mr. Jack Nicholson in his very young days doing the talking there. And it was a scene in a cafe, and most people call that scene the hold the chicken scene. So that's what I was alluding to a little bit earlier. And this brings us up to our weather, which is currently 32 degrees Celsius with a barometric pressure of 101.8 with a tendency to fall. Humidity is very low, 15. And the dew point is 1.8. Now, overnight tonight, we should dip down to about 14 Celsius under partly cloudy skies and wake up to a mix of sun and cloud, and we should experience a high tomorrow of 32 Celsius. Now, the overnight Tuesday night should be about 13 Celsius, partly cloudy still. And we'll get that out of the way. It's partly cloudy for the rest of the week, right on up into Sunday. So I won't repeat that. Now Wednesday, the high is expected to be 31, and the overnight low is expected to be 16. Thursday, the high is much cooler, and it's only 25 Celsius. And this is the only daytime icon that's showing no clouds. So all the overnights are cloudy from here till Sunday, and all the daytimes are cloudy, except for they're expecting Thursday to be clear. Overnight Thursday should be about 13, and going into Friday we've got expected high of 23, so it's even cooler. Mixing sun and cloud comes back, and an overnight of 11, getting nice and cool. Going into Saturday we've got an expected high of 22, and that's where it bottoms out. Sunday the high is also expected at 22 with a mix of sun and cloud. And the overnight for the Saturday night is expected to be 12 Celsius. Now we've got wind currently tonight coming up about 20K, becoming light, and it's coming out of the north. And I don't see any other big wind information to tell you about. Of course, we've got local smoke. We're going to have more local smoke tomorrow, it looks like, but it does seem to me that it's better than what it was. It might just be the way the wind's blowing, but it does seem better. Now for our historical averages from 1998 to 2017 on this day. Hottest day occurred in 2009, and that was recorded at 38.2 Celsius. And the coolest one of these days of today since 1998 was 9.9. There's a big difference. And when did that happen? That happened in the year 2000. So that is our weather for now. And let's go on back into some more of Hold the Chicken Show. From Texas Creek to Fountain Ridge. This is Radio Lillooet, 100.5 FM.
I'm going to recommend to the disciplinary committee that you be expelled, Mr. Sims. You are a cover-up artist and you are a liar.
But not a snitch.
Excuse me?
No, I don't think I will.
Mr. Slade.
This is such a crock of shit.
Please watch your language, Mr. Slade. You are in the Baird School, not a barracks. Mr. Sims, I will give you one final opportunity to speak up.
Mr. Sims doesn't want it. He doesn't need to be labeled still worthy of being a bad man. What the hell is that? What is your motto here? Boys, inform on your classmates. Save your hide. Anything short of that, we're going to burn you at the stake? Well, gentlemen, when the shit hits the fan, some guys run and some guys stay. Here's Charlie facing the fire, and there's George hiding in Big Daddy's pocket. And what are you doing? You're going to reward George and destroy Charlie.
Are you finished, Mr. Slade?
No, I'm just getting warmed up. I don't know who went to this place. William Howard Taft, William Jennings Bryan, William Tell, whoever. Their spirit is dead, if they ever had one. It's gone. You're building a rat ship here. A vessel for seagoing snitches. And if you think you're preparing these minnows for manhood, you better think again. Because I say you are killing the very spirit this institution proclaims it instills. What a sham. What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today? I mean, the only class in this act is sitting next to me. And I'm here to tell you, this boy's soul is intact. It's non-negotiable. You know how I know? Someone here, and I'm not going to say who, offered to buy it. Only Charlie here wasn't selling.
Sir, you're out of order.
Out of order? I show you out of order. You don't know what out of order is, Mr. Trask. I'd show you, but I'm too old. I'm too tired. I'm too fucking blind. If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place. Out of order. Who the hell do you think you're talking to? I've been around, you know. There was a time I could see. And I have seen. Boys like these, younger than these, their arms torn out, their legs ripped off. But there is nothing like the sight of an amputated spirit. There is no prosthetic for that. You think you're merely sending this splendid foot soldier back home to Argonne with his tail between his legs, but I say you are executing his soul! And why? Because he's not a bad man. Bad men. You hurt this boy, you're gonna be bad bums. The lot of you. And Harry, Jimmy, Trent, wherever you are out there, fuck you too!
Stand down, Mr. Slade.
I'm not finished. As I came in here, I heard those words. Cradle of leadership. Well, when the bow breaks, the cradle will fall. And it has fallen here. It has fallen. Makers of men. Creators of leaders. Be careful what kind of leaders you're producing here. I don't know if Charlie's silence here today is right or wrong. I'm not a judge or jury, but I can tell you this. He won't sell anybody out to buy his future. And that, my friends, is called integrity. That's called courage. Now that's the stuff leaders should be made of. Now I have come to the crossroads in my life. I always knew what the right path was. Without exception, I knew. But I never took it. You know why? It was too damn hard. Now, here's Charlie. He's come to the crossroads. He has chosen a path. It's the right path. It's a path made of principle that leads to character. Let him continue on his journey. You hold this boy's future in your hands, committee. It's a valuable future. Believe me. Don't destroy it. Protect it. Embrace it. It's going to make you proud one day, I promise you.
Please to meet you.
Somebody find a cowbell.
Thank you.
My, that was mighty fine. That was White Lightning and Wine, which was written by Ann Wilson and Nancy Wilson, her sister, two gals from Washington State who moved up to North Vancouver to Lynn Valley, and me and some of my high school buddies used to be lucky enough to see them practicing in their garage. True story. And who am I talking about? I'm talking about Heart. So that was the last song we just heard. And up before that, we had another not very often played song of the Rolling Stones called Sympathy for the Devil. And the set started out with another little spoken word gem. And this one was a real full-blown speech pretty much. And it's called the Pacino speech, if you try to look it up. And it comes from a movie called Scent of a Woman. And so that was Al Pacino speaking for a young college student who was going to get kicked out of college if he didn't rat fink on all his friends. So again, that was Scent of a Woman, original soundtrack. And this brings us up to time for public service announcements. And I've got about four of them, I think. So let's get started right off the bat. Now, Chilaxin Youth Center is putting on Wednesday, just in a couple days, on the 22nd, from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m., they're putting on a car wash. Now, the car wash is $5, and they're going to have hot dogs there that are only $2. Where can you get that? I think down in the city, they must be $6 or $8 by now. And it's at the Lillooet Friendship Center parking lot. All teens are welcome to join indoor games and snacks between the hours of 4 and 6 p.m. And all proceeds go toward Chilaxin Youth Center programs. It says sponsored by a True Value Hardware store and Lillooet Friendship Center Society. So a big thank you to both of those. Now we've got a Eureka Science Camp. And this is happening on the 21st, tomorrow, Tuesday, at the Lillooet Rec Center here. And it's an all-day long thing. Contact number for this is Thompson River University, Eureka. There's a phone number if you want to find out more about this. It's 250-371-5534. Again, that's 250-371-5534. Now, the cost of this camp is $170 per week. And it runs from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Who are we? It says Eureka is a nonprofit, student-run organization based out of Thompson River University that strives to increase elementary students' interest in and excitement towards science and engineering, and also help teachers bring science into the regular classroom. To fulfill our objectives, Eureka offers in-classroom workshops, summer camps, and community events that emphasize fun, challenging, hands-on, and problem-solving activities. You can email eureka at tru.ca. Again, that's eureka at tru.ca. Or the phone number I gave earlier. Now, the Lillooet camp is August 20 to 24. Now, next up, starting tomorrow, August 21st, from 11 a.m. until August 28th. So that's pretty much for a week. Is the Lillooet Public Library used book sale. Yeehaw, one of my favorites. And again, that's from 11 a.m. Ends at 7 p.m. August 28th. Okay, so it's right here at the library, and there's a phone number here for the library if you want any information about this, and it's 250-256-7944. Again, that's 250-256-7944. Now, the Saul T. Art Gallery Society is having an art show, and it's Tuesday, August 21st, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. It's at 538 Main Street, and it says here, this is a cooperative artist-run gallery featuring local work. And so there's lots of stuff going on as the summer starts to wind down a little bit, but it's time now to continue on with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Join us each Wednesday night at 8 p.m. for Radio Lillooet's special presentations of thought-provoking speech and fine literature.
Look at the size of that trunk. You could put three bodies in there. Just kidding. Just trying to levitate the situation.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate it.
Sure, sure. Hey, what kind of car you drive anyway?
It's a Lexus 430 LS.
That's like a Toyota.
It's a Lexus.
Yeah, Toyota, Lexus, same thing. Japanese, right? Let's not forget Pearl Harbor. Anyway, let's get serious. You want to buy this car, what? Yay or nay?
Well, I don't know. We have to think about it.
Yeah. What's there to think about? I mean, you told me you liked it. You asked me 10,000 questions. I answered every single one of them. You drove it. You love it. But what do you need to know?
You know, it's a lot of money, and we just need the time to consider it.
Consider it?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you consider this? You've been breaking my balls for about an hour, asking me about every goddamn accessory in this car.
Look, what about the light? What about this?
You cannot talk to customers like that.
You're not a customer as far as I'm concerned. You want to buy the car or not?
Not from you. I want to see the manager.
You want to see the manager?
Yeah.
Yeah? I'll show you the manager. Here's the manager. Right here. Here's the manager.
Unbelievable.
Come on. You want to talk to him? What should I do? Throw him out! You hear him? He just said throw him out. He's the boss. What should I get? Tell him to get a Honda! Hey, he just said it. He's the boss.
it's not one of those. Talking about the midnight shit. Did you see me jump bedroom door? I'm called a hit and run raper in anger. Or oh, just a knife sharpened chip and toe. Shoot a bed, brain bell, Jane
Oh, yeah.
My. That was the Rolling Stones with a song that I don't think I've ever heard on the radio before, and it's called Moonlight Mile. And still written by Jagger and Richards, but it's a song that, again, it's pretty rare and a little bit different vein, I'll say, it's in for those guys. Now, we'll count them up backwards. This was a pretty much a Rolling Stone set. Just before Moonlight Mile, we had a song called Heartbreaker. And up before that was a real old Rolling Stone song called The Midnight Rambler. And started off the set with a little piece of spoken word, and it was called Analyze This, Mafia Car Salesman. And it's from the movie Analyze This, original soundtrack. And a little bit earlier, the set before this set, we had Mr. Al Pacino. So I figured you got to have Robert De Niro if you're going to have Al Pacino. So that's why that was in there. And boy, oh boy, we have reached the end of our Moonlight Mile here today. So want to wish everybody a great week. And hope this smoke finishes blowing out of here. Either way, stand by and I'll get you onto your country music playlist directly. Imagine a place where raw natural beauty combines with insight, entertainment, and information. Step through that door with me now. This is Radio Lillooet 100.5 FM.